Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Amen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with a great deal of pride and pleasure and no small amount of humility tossed into the mix as well, it gives me a big thrill, as I do each week at this time, to announce the conclusion of the work week, but more importantly, the beginning of the weekend. Let's do some drum banging here. Todd Rundgren takes over. I don't need him. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. One more verse. Hey, never happened to me. Yeah, right. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. That's all. I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Here we go. It's one of the great things about Friday. It wraps up the work week, so does our Friday free-for-all, the TGIF edition of the Bobby Mac Show. Hello, fellow patriots and liberty lovers everywhere. Greetings, welcome, salutations, Friday alohas to you. It is the free-for-all, or as we like to call it, the all-skate. So whatever you feel about feel like talking about here on Friday is a fair game today, whether I've mentioned it or not. Does not have to be on topic, in other words. And here's how you go about doing that. Just give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, also available to you at 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Breaking news. CBS News is reporting that President Trump will announce at 5 p.m. tomorrow his nominee to the United States Supreme Court will be Judge Amy Coney Barrett. CBS News reporting this exclusively, although the common assumption has been all week long that it's going to be Judge Barrett, but CBS News wants to get out there and report it. What is this? CBS News. I'm just handed this bulletin as well. CBS News reports Lindbergh makes it, lands safely in Paris. Thank you, CBS News. I knew we could count on you. So, confirming the obvious, or at least we assume it. Of course, now that this could be a ploy on the part of the media as well. This is how conspiratorial my mind has gotten to work watching the left in action. They don't want Amy Coney Barrett to be the Supreme Court nominee. They want one of the other ladies. So they publicly announce that it's going to be Judge Barrett in the hope that President Trump, merely to make CBS News look bad, pick somebody else. This is how crazy things have gotten at this point. This is how conspiratorial and how paranoid they have made us all. But as I am fond of saying, even paranoids have real enemies. Or to put it another way, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. One other breaking news item this afternoon, the Pac-12 conference has announced, what do you know, all the panic over the Wuhan flu apparently has been overblown, and now they will start playing college football on November the 6th. Because somebody finally dragged out a calculator and said, hey, look at this big number in the hundreds of millions of dollars that we'll be kissing goodbye if we don't play college football this year. What's wrong with you guys? So, good move, Pac-12. They waited, of course, until after the Big Ten, also dominated by pointy-headed liberals in the ivory towers of academia, the Big Ten and Pac-12. So now they both have said, yeah, you know, not admitting it, of course, but saying, well, maybe the ACC and the SEC had it right after all. So college football. So what? When is the Pac-12 going to have their conference championship game? Christmas Eve? They're starting to play November the 6th? Maybe they'll have it early January, you know, so that they can still squeeze in the college football championship. When's the Super Bowl being played now? Easter Sunday? I'm still trying to figure all this stuff out. I mean, the Masters golf tournament is going to be in November. God. Okay, meantime, other breaking news items this afternoon. We mentioned yesterday the federal appeals court, 4th District Appeals Court in Richmond, told the Obama appointee federal judge here in South Carolina, Your Honor, you may not have read the Constitution recently, but it's the job of the legislature to write the law, not the job of a federal judge. The judge, in a sop to the South Carolina Democrat Party, had ruled that the legislature, when they passed a bill in their final days of their session, saying that, yeah, it's okay for everybody to vote absentee by mail if you want to. You can do a mail-in ballot, but it must have a witness signature. And so the Democrats went to court and sued and said, no, that's too restrictive during the panicky times of the Wuhan flu. And the judge agreed. Because it's so much easier, you know, to cheat on a mail-in ballot if it doesn't have to have a witness signature. Well, the legislature appealed to the court in Richmond, and the judges there said, yeah, judge in South Carolina can't do that. The legislature makes the law, and they said the mail-in ballots must have a witness signature, and so that's the way it's going to be. Meantime, the Supreme Court sides with Texas GOP officials over mail-in ballots. The president says it's a big win. Supreme Court for now staying out of a dispute over whether to allow greater mail-in voting in Texas because of the coronavirus pandemic. The justices kept in place today a lower court order blocking a request from state Democrat leaders to expand the mail-in voting option at least while the case is being heard, or litigated, as they say. The application to vacate the stay presented to Justice Samuel Alito and by him referred to the court is denied. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, isn't she the wise Latina justice, said, I do not disagree with the decision to refrain from addressing them for the first time here in the context of an emergency application to vacate a stay of an injunction. Why do they always write everything in the most complicated language possible? But I hope that the Court of Appeals will consider the merits of the legal issues in this case well in advance of the November election so the Democrats can cheat as much as possible. Well, Sotomayor didn't say that last part. I just kind of added that in there myself. The president tweeting big win in Texas on mail-in ballots. There is more on this. We know, of course, the lamestream media, full-time propagandists for the Democrats, keep telling everybody through social media and their nightly and daily broadcasts, oh, we don't have to worry about fraud in connection with the 2020 presidential election. There's no big danger from fraud here. Oh, yeah. More evidence to the contrary rolling in. Friday Free For All rolls on. Take a quick break here. We'll step back for a moment and then right back on the show. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Friday Free For All rolls on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What is it we feel the need for, Miss Moneypenny?
I feel the need for speed.
For speed. 522. 22 after 5, bumper to bumper on the Bobby Mack Show. If speed is what you're looking for, the afternoon commute probably is a wrong place to look. Texter says, Bobby Mack, northbound exit on 85 for Highway 14 is blocked. Yeah, I think Annie has reported that one, but thanks for the heads up. To the phones we go. Let's go to Barria. And bring in Jerry here on the Free For All. Hi, Jerry, and welcome to the show.
I just had a feeling I was going to be next for some reason.
You must be physic.
Must be. Yeah. Well, I won't sugarcoat it. I'm just going to be blunt and right to the point.
Well, okay.
All of these that's not been shot, as long as they continue to be stupid, they will be shot. And I'm firmly convinced that your lifestyle and who you associate with plays a big role in how and when you depart from this life.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I mentioned this earlier in the program, the influence of social media on some of these people, believing that they are anti-fascist when in point of fact, if they understood the definition of the term at all, they would know that they are engaging in fascist activity themselves.
Well, I think it's only going to get worse as Greenville County's population increases like it has.
Yeah, it's encouraging to see that BLM demonstration they had outside the Peace Center yesterday evening didn't attract flies. So, fortunately,
yeah, some of them use their skin color to get what they want, and you're supposed to treat me with the utmost respect, but it ain't coming from this old boy. You have to earn it from me. Because I judge people by their character, not their skin color.
Yeah, I kind of thought that's what one of the great leaders of the civil rights movement, Dr. King, was talking about. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call. 24 after 5, let's go to Moore next and bring in Ron here on the TGIF edition. Hi, Ron, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. Thank you so much. Hey, I just wanted to bring you up to date, and you might already know this.
Yeah.
Hanoi Jane Fonda is backing, endorsing Biden, and yesterday she was with Biden, Pelosi, Hillary, just a bunch of liberals somewhere making speeches.
Boy, they certainly,
I was in Vietnam in 60.
They certainly know how to attract the Vietnam veterans vote, don't they?
Yes, sir. I was in Vietnam right before she came over in 1972.
Right.
So I'm familiar with what she did. And if, like I told my wife, if I thought about voting for Biden, that made me so not.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those who
but I'm a Trumper.
Yeah, for those whose memory may not go back that far or weren't with us here on planet Earth at that time, during the height of the Vietnam War, Hanoi Jane went over to North Vietnam, sat herself down in an anti-aircraft gun, the same kind that was used to shoot down American flyers so they could be put in the Hanoi Hilton and be tortured in that prison, and essentially spoke out in favor of the so-called People's Revolution that Ho Chi Minh
right.
was foisting on the people of South Vietnam.
And also she asked the prisoners as she went through the line to greet them, she asked them to write down some things that she would take back home with her. Well, she lied about it, because when she got through, she handed it to one of the generals that was there, and then the prisoners got beat and thrown back into prison.
Yeah, the folks that,
so she's definitely a traitor.
Yeah, absolutely, and should have been charged as such with treason.
I don't think that she's ever apologized.
I think she has sort of semi-apologized and said she didn't really understand the breadth and depth of the issues or some other mealy-mouth excuse like that. But look, she was an adult. She knew what she was doing, and actions have consequences.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you, Ron. You too. Thank you for your service. 26 after 5. Bobby, in on the text line. Some of these insurrectionists are using old school tactics and have no need for social media, but it is part of their recruiting efforts. It also is part of their tactical efforts. They communicate with each other using Snapchat or some of these other social media services, you know, hey, bunch of people over here at 3rd and Main, get yourself over here, that sort of thing. Bobby, last year during a press conference, Trump referred to Pelosi as Tehran Nancy. That's good. No fraud, man. The Dems have a different definition. Unsubstantiated Democrat votes pour in by the carload, while Trump votes end up in a ditch. Headline on this story, Wisconsin authorities investigate absentee ballots found in ditch as FBI probes discarded pro-Trump ballots in Pennsylvania. Police in the swing state of Wisconsin investigating how three trays of mail, which included absentee ballots, ended up in a ditch after the mail was found at 8 a.m. Tuesday morning near a highway before it was immediately turned over to the U.S. Postal Service. Postal inspectors immediately began investigating. We reserve further comment until it's complete. The incident, a mere 5 weeks before the presidential election, which has been steeped in partisan bickering over the system of mail-in and absentee ballots and wavering trust in the alternate system. Prior to the pandemic, just 6% of Wisconsin voters cast absentee ballots by mail. During the state's April primaries, that number jumped to 60% when 1.1 million out of 1.55 million votes were conducted through the Postal Service. Meantime, in Pennsylvania, the FBI and the Office of the U.S. Attorney found 9 discarded mail-in ballots from members of the military, all cast for President Trump. According to the DOJ, since Monday, FBI personnel working together with a Pennsylvania state police have conducted numerous interviews and recovered and reviewed certain physical evidence. Election officials in Luzerne County have been cooperative. At this point, we can confirm that a small number of military ballots were discarded. Investigators have recovered 9 at this time. Some of these ballots can be attributed to specific voters, and some cannot. All 9 ballots were cast for presidential candidate Donald Trump. Yesterday, the president told Fox News' Brian Kilmeade that mail-in ballots are a horror show and that missing ballots are emblematic of thousands of ballots which could get lost this year. Coming up on 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show, Annie is ready to update us with the news. I'm right back on the other side. We roll on here in the 5 o'clock follies on the Friday free-for-all on WORT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I had a few of those myself. A few Hollywood nights along the way. 5:37, 23 before 6. It is the Friday free-for-all in on the text line. Bobby, you can bet your butt not one vote for creepy Uncle Joe will be lost in the mail or thrown out like a Trump vote. Well, that guy from New Jersey who was a decades-long vote cheater, he was a professional at it, said that's one of the ways they go about it. Bobby, with today's technology, barcodes, QR codes, why couldn't they index each ballot? Then you know exactly how many were mailed and to whom, and they can't easily be duplicated. If they were, you'd have multiple ballots with the same serial or index number, because that would make it more difficult to cheat. This guy I just referenced in New Jersey, this professional election fixer, talked about how it's not the ballot itself, it's the envelope. And so what they do is they will take a regular mail-in ballot and run it through a Xerox machine. You can make thousands of copies, however many you need. The problem is getting the envelope to put the phony, fraudulent ballot in. So they do things like go around to apartments, And when they see mail-in ballots, they're sitting in a pile waiting to go into the various mailboxes. They just steal them. Or they go to rest homes or senior citizen places and they get the envelopes. There's so many different ways for them to cheat with these things that it would take me the entire show to describe them all. To the phones we go. Let's head to Spartanburg next and bring in Tyler here on the Free for All. Hi, Tyler, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing?
So far, so good.
Well, I was going to talk about the rioting, but you brought up something that piqued my interest, and it was something I was actually talking to a couple of my prior service members with earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys that are stationed at Camp Pendleton
right.
are absentee balloting.
Correct.
Most of them are so afraid that their ballots are never going to get home that they are literally going to, like, the UPS store and putting it in a sealed envelope and actually mailing it to their parents so their parents can then turn it in at an absentee place.
That's a smart idea.
I have seven different guys that have done that already,
mm-hmm.
and three people that have mailed theirs in regular.
Right.
And, you know, their ballots are coming out of California for other states.
Right.
The three guys that I talked to, they said they have no faith that those ballots will ever even make it.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, because that's probably true.
It honestly shows that it shows that they're registered Republicans, so.
Right.
Chances are those have already made it to
that was That was one of the other things that this election fixer, the guy from Jersey, who was interviewed in the New York Post about 3 weeks ago, talked about how when you have a mail carrier in a heavily Republican district, you can assume that the vast majority of the mail-in ballots that you're going to be picking up are going to be for the GOP candidate, so they will either pay the mail carrier to lose them along the way or I just have a mail carrier who happens to be a Democrat who is more than willing to do it for nothing.
Right. Yeah.
And I hate to indict everybody in the Postal Service with the same brush because not all of them do that, but all it takes is one.
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, these are service members that are not going to be home to vote in their home states, and a lot of them just don't have the faith, especially coming out of California,
right?
Because, you know, we can't trust them as far as we can throw them.
I think their assumption is correct.
They're going straight to the UPS store, FedEx store, stuff like that, grabbing one of those slim envelopes and paying to have it shipped home so that they can make sure that their vote counts.
Isn't it disgusting that they have to do that?
Yeah, it is. And it's unfortunate that the military hasn't come up with a way where you can go on base and just vote.
Right.
And it's kind of sickening that, you know, these guys aren't going to be home. So you should just allow them to have a polling place on base where they can make their voices known.
I know that every vote should count the same, but those who make the commitment and the sacrifice to serve in the military ought to get a little bit more of a break.
Yeah, well, you know, c'est la vie.
Yep. Sad to say, you know, there was evidence right back during the Obama administration that when one of the Illinois governors, who I guess ended up in a federal prison, because that's usually where Illinois governors go directly from the governor's mansion, were delaying in sending out the ballots to the military who were overseas so that they would not be able to return their ballot in time to be counted. That's pretty disgusting, too. Appreciate
yes,
the call.
Is,
thank you, sir. Good to have you here. I hope you have a good weekend. 17 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to Union. Pat is next. Hi, Pat. How you doing this Friday?
Thank you, Bobby. Two quick statements. New York City Times, Post, Dewey Beach Truman, and had it spread all over New York City before the votes were all in.
Yeah, they kind of missed the boat on that one. Yeah. Dewey, of course, did not beat Truman. She's referencing CBS reporting that Judge Barrett is that breaking news this afternoon.
Yeah.
CBS News says Judge Barrett is going to be the Supreme Court nominee, which is she was the presumed leading candidate anyway. So,
yeah, my daughter called and said that the song that the radio should be playing or reading the words is Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. I was not familiar with it. She read the words to me, very poignant, very deep feelings.
Yeah, true enough, and a lot of people familiar with that song.
I don't know if you would have the right to even play it, but you might be able to say some of the words to the people.
Yeah, good, gotcha. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate the call. I hope you have a good weekend. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'll catch up with the text line when we come right back. The 5 o'clock follies roll on here on WORD.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of times on Friday, Miss Moneypenny will dig into the Bobby Mack bumper music file, the one that I have picked out tunes in, and this is one of them. Thank you, Moneypenny, one of my favorites, my favorite Three Dog Night song, Out in the Country. 5:50, 10 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones we go. Mike is next up. He is in Landrum. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the free-for-all.
Hey there, Bobby Mack and listeners. You know, if it rains too much more, you're going to need 8 pairs of baby ducks and a raft to get you home. You know that, don't you?
You know, I was just looking out during the last break, though, looking out the front door here at Stately McLean Manor between the white columns there, and and was noticing we got very little rain here in Taylor's, but, of course, keep saying more is on the way overnight, so we'll see. I'm used to it after what we had in May.
Keep your fishing pole hot in case you have to go out on that back porch and get dinner for the night.
Catch some dinner, yeah.
Now, I've got a serious question for you, and I hope Alan Wilson's listening, because I'm a little concerned that this is not being brought up, and that is that just because you go to DMV and get your driver's license or an ID and they put you on the voter roll doesn't mean that you're a U.S. citizen eligible to vote. Only
correct.
U.S. citizens can vote. That's it. Who's going to verify that when these votes come in that they're all U.S. citizens? Who's going to do that?
That's a fair question. Yeah, that's a fair question. And not only Alan Wilson, but the Secretary of State as well.
Yes.
I've mentioned George Soros having a big push in recent years to back the candidacies with big, big dough contributions to attorney generals and federal and local prosecutors, local DAs across the country. San Francisco, St. Louis, and a number of others have DAs that are hardcore Marxists who are funded by Soros. But he also put a bunch of money into Secretary of State campaigns. He wasn't as successful there, but the dirty little secret of what he was doing there is that they're the ones who sign off on each state's elections.
There you have it. And I didn't mean to pick on Wilson. Every time he comes on Tara, he does a real good job. I'm really kind of I'm happy that he comes on and talks to her, because she can be real kind of stern and to the point. But boy, I tell you, she's a hell of a researcher.
You bet.
Her background has really put her in a good position. I just hope she doesn't back off, because we need the type of person she is and you are and the rest of them down there at WORD who can put the truth out for us right on the table and let us go ahead and eat it up.
It is mere coincidence that both of us are Tar Heels, but I can guarantee you Her investigative journalist background stands her in good stead. Tara is a bulldog, and anybody that's expecting her to back off is on a fool's errand.
I'm going to leave you with one last question. How do you make holy water?
I give up. How do you?
You boil the hell out of it.
There you go. That'll do it every time.
Appreciate have a nice weekend.
You too, sir. I hope you have a great weekend. Wet stuff overnight and all. So, CBS News breathlessly reporting Judge Amy Coney Barrett is going to be the Supreme Court nominee of President Trump. What do we know about her? Some pretty good stuff. She graduated from Notre Dame Law School first in her class. She's taught there for decades, continues to teach there, now serves as a judge on the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals. After she graduated from Notre Dame, she clerked at the Supreme Court for Justice Antonin Scalia. Really, you probably don't need any more than that. As a Princeton professor, Robert George, noted, even fellow clerks who disagreed with Barrett admired her intellect. Harvard Law School professor Noah Feldman described her as a brilliant lawyer. And as a Notre Dame grad, she would break the Supreme Court law degree duopoly because all 8 current justices hold degrees from one of 2 and only 2 law schools, Harvard and Yale. She and her husband have 7 children. They range in age from 5 to 16. They adopted 2 of their children from Haiti. One of her sons also is a special needs child. She only served on the 7th Circuit for 3 years. That represents more experience than Barack Obama's appointee, Justice Elena Kagan, who had never served as a judge prior to her nomination on the Supreme Court. Judicial philosophy. Last year, she spoke about her philosophy at the Washington, D.C. branch of Hillsdale College. She rebuked the notion of a living constitution, arguing that the judge's role is not to twist the text of the Constitution to fit his or her political prescriptions, but rather to interpret the law faithfully. Quote, if the judge is willing not to apply the law, but to decide cases in a line in accordance with personal preference rather than the law, then she's not actually functioning as a judge at all. She's functioning as a policymaker. And I would have no interest in the job if it was about policymaking and about making policy decisions. My interest is in contributing to our tradition of judges upholding the law. There's a lot of talk these days about the courts being mere political institutions, but if we reduce the courts to mere politics, then why do we need them? We already have politicians. Courts are not arenas for politics. Courts are places where judges discharge their duty to uphold the rule of law. Okay? Sounds like a pretty good choice to me. We'll see in, 23 hours from now, or just about, when President Trump reveals the name of his 3rd Supreme Court nominee. One more to go. We got a bonus hour still ahead here on Friday in the Bobby Mac Show and the Friday Free-for-All on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.